minute for the homily.
Today we are going to talk about faith. Our first reading and second reading speaks about a faith that is able to receive what God promises. Do you have that kind of faith? How many of you have experienced answered prayers already? Because you believe in God, therefore you have obtained what you have asked of Him. Humihingi tayo dahil alam natin na pinangako ng Diyos sa atin yan. The first reading and second reading speaks of the faith of Abraham, the father of faith. It speaks about a kind of faith that always trusts. No matter what's happening, the faith of Abraham, and that should be our faith also, we would trust God and trust what He said rather than what we see around us. And because we trust in God, we obey God. Amen? Yun ang sinasabi dito sa first reading natin. That's why I think it was Saint Augustine who said that faith is believing even if you do not see. Eh, hindi mo nakikita. Amen? Faith is believing even if you do not see. And the reward of that faith, the reward of that faith is that you will be able to see what you believe. Yun ang reward niya. Faith is believing what you cannot see. Amen? Sometimes pag may sakit ka and you're believing God for your healing, you don't see yourself well, you don't feel well, but you just keep on trusting God who healed you. Amen? Kahit hindi mo nakikita, you continue to trust and believe God for your healing. And that faith is rewarded by what? You will see what you have believed. Yun ang reward niya. But today, as we look at the gospel, I will talk about a different kind of faith. It's still a faith that obeys and trusts. It is still a faith that hopes. Kung may pananampalatayo tayo sa Diyos, talagang merong pag-asa ang buhay natin. We lose hope when we lose faith in God. But the gospel today speaks of a different kind of faith, and it speaks of the faith that prepares. Naghahanda. Okay? I know, tinuruan tayo ni Bishop Ricardo paano gamitin yung faith natin na makuha natin lahat ng ipinangako ng Diyos sa atin. He taught us well, He taught me well how to believe God for His promises. But today I will share with you the kind of faith that we don't just use faith to get what we need. We don't just use our faith to obtain what we want, but we need to use our faith to prepare ourselves. Prepare for what? Atong sinasabi ni Jesus dito sa gospel that He's going to come again. Amen? When the Son of Man returns, will He find faith? Okay? When the Son of Man returns, will He find faith? What kind of faith? A faith that is always prepared to meet the Lord. Amen? One of the things we have to learn is to prepare ourselves. Yan ang tinuturo sa Bible. Because the scripture says the master will come anytime. The master, Christ, will return and come to visit us anytime. Hindi niya sinasabi yung oras, hindi niya sinasabi yung araw, but He can come anytime. That's why in our Christian walk, one of the things we do in our Christian life is to prepare for that coming. Okay? There are so many ways that God, Jesus, would come to us. Number one, He comes to us when we pray. I believe that. Every time you pray, Christ comes to you. And sometimes we just pray and pray and pray and pray, and when He comes, we don't recognize His presence. Dasal tayo ng dasal, tapos pag dumating naman siya, we don't recognize His presence. Second, Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist. Do you know that every Sunday when we come here, this is a place where Jesus really assures us of His real presence in the sacrament. And because we encounter Christ every Sunday in the sacrament, that encounter should change our lives. Amen? When you encounter someone who is so great, someone that you admire so much, yung encounter na yan, nagkakaroon ng pagbabago sa buhay mo. Amen? When you encounter someone na talagang hinahangaan mo, pag nakita mo siya, you know? One time I attended naka-attend ako ng concert. And nung nag-concert, at that time, hindi ko na sabihin sa inyo kung sino yung kumakanta, but I really admire him. So one time, in the middle of the concert, pumunta ako sa CR, ano? I went to the CR, naihina ako. And that artist, yung singer na yan, nandun din sa CR, nakita kami. Okay? So unang pumasok sa isip ko, umiihi rin pala to. You know? Kasi ang tingin ko sa artista na yun, talagang napakataas, ano? Then when we saw each other, nandun kami sa CR, nakita ko siya, yung pinaka idol ko na singer, we saw each other. I was so starstruck, I could not speak. Hindi ako makapagsalita. Then he just said to me, "Hi, how are you?" At sinagot ko lang siya ng, "Hehehehe." Yun ang sagot ko sa kanya. But that day, umpisang araw na yon, you know, I try to imitate the way he sings. Kaya pag kumakanta ako, ang style ko sa pagkanta may bahid. Influence ng artista na yan. Because we had an encounter and somehow He has influenced my life. It's the same thing. How much more when you encounter Jesus in your life? When you encounter God in your life, it should change your life. The Eucharist is this place that you encounter Jesus in a very special way. He comes to you. He visits you in a special way. But you need to be prepared for that. That's why every Sunday, kung napapansin niyo pag Sunday, wala nang kumakanta. There's just that soft music so that you can sit down and be quiet. Prepare your heart. Then just before mag-processional tayo, there is dead silence. Walang music. You just be quiet. Be still and know that I am God. You know? Because God's language is silence. He speaks to us in silence. Mas malakas ang boses ng Diyos pag tahimik siya at tahimik din tayo. Okay? When you begin to look into your heart, you will hear God. Not so much with the distractions around you. God will also come to us and visit us on the hour of our death. Alam nyo ba, darating tayo doon. Sino sa inyo ang gustong mabuhay dito for 200 years. Patay na lahat ng kasama nyo. Pag nagsimba kayo, you know, kulubot-kulubot na yung mukha mo, sasabihin ng tao, pat hindi na mamatay yan? 300 years old na, baka kung ano na yan. Baka lumilipad yan sa gabi. You know? A day will come that we will come to the hour of death. Yun ang ayaw natin harapin eh. Kristiyano ako, hindi ako mamamatay. You know, we will come to that. Darating tayo dyan. Kaya we are warned in Scripture that life is short. Amen? Don't make it shorter. because we will come to the hour of death. In the hour of our death, Jesus would visit us. He would come to us. Ang question ko, how much have you prepared for that meeting? Amen? Magkakaharap kayo ni Lord. Mag-uusap kayo. Yung mga bagay na hindi mo sinasagot ngayon na tinatanong ng Diyos sa'yo, balang araw, pag nagkita kayo, yun pa rin ang tanong niya sa'yo. Amen? So you have to prepare for those things. Then there is what we call the second coming of Christ. Yun ang pinaghahandaan ng lahat. You know, when He will return again in His majestic glory, and you know, at the end of the ages, Jesus would come, and again, we will meet with Him. But the question is, it's not just about meeting the Lord and seeing Him. The question is, have you prepared yourself for that? Because it takes a lifetime to prepare to meet the Lord. Yun ang ginagawa natin. And we need to have faith to prepare. We use our faith in obtaining gifts from the Lord. Yes, I agree with that. I use my faith to receive God's blessing. But more than using your faith, more than using it for just acquiring things, why don't we use our faith also to prepare ourselves? Amen? Scriptures today speaks of, sinasabi ni Jesus, that when the master of the house returns, you have to have your oil, extra oil. You have to have your lamps burning. You have to be awake at that time. Ito yung sinasabi ni Jesus dito sa gospel natin. If you have been listening well, preparation is important. In preparation, we need to have faith. There was a priest who said to me, if we fail to prepare, then we prepare to fail. Okay, take note of that. If we fail to prepare, then we prepare to fail in our life. So kailangan maghanda tayo, okay? And we need to have faith. What are we going to prepare for? Etong tatanungin mo, you know, I've asked myself this question. When the Lord returns, when He comes to me in the hour of my death, when He comes to me in my prayers, every time He comes to visit you, the first question is, will I recognize Him? Makikilala ko ba siya? Because there are two images that is being given to us in preparing for the return of the Lord. Sabi niya, He will come at any time. When you do not expect Him, He will return and He will come to you. It gives us an image of a soldier who is standing at the door watching. Yun ang duty ng sundalo. If he does not recognize, pag hindi niya kilala, yung hari na dumadating, baka hindi niya papasukin. The work of the soldier is to stand guard at the door, to be watchful, to be prepared, so that he will be able to recognize the king that is coming and open the door for him. Yan ang sundalo. Pagkaaway, wag mong papasukin. That's why a soldier, when he sees a thief, a robber, trying to come, he will close the door and will not allow the thief to come. Yan ang sundalo. Yan ang security guard. Diba? Wag yung... Nakita mo may tao, hindi mo kilala. Sige, pasok, pasok. Eh, lako. Mapapagalitan ni Sister Paz yung guard na yan. You know? A soldier can also recognize the king. When the king comes at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock in the evening, because the soldier can recognize the king, paglapit ng hari, he opens the gate for the king. That is a soldier. That's why, in preparation, it is important that we prepare our hearts to recognize Jesus. Kilala mo ba si Jesus? You know? One of the things na tinuro sa atin ng mga magulang natin, na maging mabuting tao tayo. My parents taught me well, huwag makipag-away, you know, huwag madamot, Don't be stingy. Don't be selfish. Be willing to share. My mother, I was very close to my mother, and she really taught me to be good. Tinuruan niya ako may mabuting tao, and I know I failed. So I was growing up, lahat ng turo ng nanay ko is parang maging mabuting tao ako dahil sa impluensya din ng mga kaibigan, hindi ako naging mabuting tao. I have failed. But one thing about what my mother taught me, by trying to be good, by cultivating goodness in your life, you are also able to see and recognize the good in other people. I may not be perfectly good. I may not have been, you know, that perfect na talagang mabuting tao. Pero dahil sa tinuro ng nanay ko, if I see someone, I can recognize the goodness in that person. Many people today, ang hinahanap lang nila sa isang tao, yung pwede nilang makriticize. Sometimes we can only see the bad things in people. And because we only see yung mga masasama lang sa ibang tao, we only see the bad qualities, we only want to see what we can judge and what we can criticize. And because of that, you cannot see the good in the person. Amen? Wala kang nakikitang mabuti sa isang tao. If you cannot see the good in a person, I tell you cannot see Christ in them. Hindi mo nakikita si Kristo sa kanila. Puro masama ang nakikita mo. Because you have trained your mind and your eyes to see only the bad, and you have trained your mind, pag ang nakikita mo puro masama sa isang tao, then you have trained your mind to see what is not Jesus. That's why when Jesus comes, you will not recognize Him. Kaya palagi tayong sasabi, prepare tayo. Darating si Jesus. Jesus will come. You know, prepare tayo, prepare. But you know, have you prepared your heart to recognize Him? Baka dumating siya, hindi mo siya kilala. Amen? Baka pumunta siya, hindi niyo siya makilala. Naalala ko yung father ko. He was promoted to become the manager of his company in Bacolod. Siya na yung na-promote. Magiging manager siya sa Bacolod. So when we first got there, dinala ako ng tatay ko. Sabi niya, you go with me. And we went to the office very early. Maaga kami pumunta sa office. Kasi excited siya, promoted na siya, no? So very early in the morning, around 6:30, sabi niya, magbili lang tayo ng sandwich and we will eat in the office. I want to see my office. So my father brought me there. Pagdating namin doon, papasok na kami, sinita kami ng gwardiya. Sabi ng papa ko, ako ang manager dito ngayon. Sabi ng gwardiya, oo, ako ang mayor dito. The guard did not recognize him. So hindi talaga kami pinapasok. Hindi siya nakilala ng guard. Sa atin minsan ganun eh. Because we cannot see Jesus in others. We cannot see Jesus in our brothers. We fail to recognize Christ. We don't know His face. If you cannot see Christ in your brother, if you cannot see Christ in other people, how can you recognize Jesus when He comes to you? So we have to prepare our hearts to recognize. Recognition is important. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus will come to visit. But when He shows up, will you recognize Him? Na si Jesus siya. So you train your heart. You cultivate that attitude of seeing the good in other people. How can I see the good in other people? By cultivating goodness in yourself. By being good, you are able to see the good in others. Amen? Importante yan. Kaya pala tinuturo ng magulang natin, maging mabuti kang tao. And it's not about promoting yourself so that lalamang ka sa iba. Tinuturuan tayo ng magulang natin, maging mabuting tao tayo para makita natin yung kabutihan din sa ibang tao. Amen. We will recognize the goodness in other people. Amen? Amen. That is important that we recognize Christ. Then the second thing, if Jesus shows up, kung dumating si Lord, the next question is, what will I do? Anong gagawin ko para sa kanya? You know? Isip ng isip tayo, dalating si Jesus, dalating. You know, it was last month, may lumapit sa akin, ganun to. Sabi niya, alam niyo ba, Brad, darating na si Jesus? Sabi ko, oo, alam ko. Sabi niya, bakit? Bakit mo nalaman? Sabi ko, nag-usap kami. Kakarating niya lang kanina habang nagpe-pray ako. You know? So, akala ng tao niya, pilosopo. Ay, pilosopo. Di na ako kinausap. We are so excited to see Jesus, but that's the problem. When He comes up, when He shows up, will you recognize Him? Baka hindi mo papasukin sa puso mo. You know? There are people that we don't allow to enter our hearts simply because we cannot see Christ in them. And we don't let them enter in our hearts. May mga tao na hindi natin pinapapasok sa puso natin dahil wala akong nakikitang kabutihan at Diyos sa kanya. And we fail because in that person, Christ is. Nandun si Kristo sa taong yan. And if you fail to open your heart to Him, then you'll not be able to see Christ. I went to Cebu last week, nandun ako. I stayed for a long time at napansin ko yung city ng Cebu is a very progressive city. Yan yung siyudad na pag pinupuntahan ko, every time I go there, there is always a new building that is constructed. Palaging may bagong building. Progress is booming. I see cars, luxury cars, buildings, you know, and malls. Nakikita ko talagang progressive yung city. But the more it progresses, the more nakikita ko ang daming street dwellers. Yung mga pulubi na nasa lansangan gabi-gabi. Maliliit na mga bata. 12 midnight, umiikot sa siyudad nang hihingi ng pagkain. If this city is progressing so much, how come there are so many poor people? And I started to think of the church also. If the church is progressing, if the church is prospering, bakit ang dami pa rin namumulubi sa simbahan? Have you asked that question? Why? So one time, nakita ko yung magnanay, nakahiga sila, and she was probably so weak, mahina na yung katawan niya. Ang iba, tumatakbo, humihingi. Pero yung nanay na yun at yung anak niya, they were so weak, hindi na siya makatayo, nakatingin na lang siya sa akin. And her eyes was looking at me, parang nagsasabi yung mata niya na, pakainin mo kami. Ayun, no? Pero hindi na siya makagalaw. So I went over there at sabi ko, antay lang kayo. Kukuha ko ng pagkain. I'll buy food so you have something to eat. Alam mong sabi niya? Ang sabi niya sa akin, salamat sa Diyos. You see, that's the beauty of helping people. When you help them, they also begin to recognize the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me and the Jesus in them finally comes out and they meet each other. Yan ang kagandahan. So bumili ako ng pagkain at pinakain ko sa kanila. Ang daming kumakalabit sa akin, nanghihingi. Sabi ko, wag, eto muna. Hindi ko kayang pakainin lahat. Kaya, minsan naiisip ko, siguro mabuti na rin maging milyonaryo ako. Mas marami akong mapapakain. But I wanted to feed that mother and child at that time. So pinakain ko sila. And I left extra money for them. Sabi ko, bukas, when you are stronger, you buy milk for your child. Bumili kayo ng pagkain. Salamat sa Diyos. Yun ang masabi niya. Salamat sa Diyos. And I... puso ko parang sasabog, ano? Well, anyway,
When you see Jesus, you recognize him. When he shows up, the second question is, what will I do to him? Anong gagawin ko sa kanya? Kayo, alam yung darating si Lord. Alam nyo na ba ang gagawin para sa kanya? Do you know? To be honest, have you asked yourself, do you know what to do when finally you meet Jesus? Because sometimes we want the only response when we see Christ, because the image of the one prepared is the image of a soldier watching the gate. The second image that the gospel portrays today is the image of a servant who is ready for his master's return, that when the master returns, he waits on him. He serves him. That's the second image that the gospel portrays. First is the image of a soldier watching at the door, recognizing the king when he comes. The second image is that of the servant who is there, who knows what to do when his master returns. And the problem with many Christians today, ang dami nating ginagawa sa Diyos, minsan yung ginagawa natin para sa Diyos ay hindi naman gusto ng Diyos na gawin para sa Kanya. Amen? One of the great things I enjoy in my life is having friends. Do you have friends? May mga kaibigan ba kayo? Sino sa inyo may mga kaibigan dito? Okay. What I love about friends is because they know me. Kilala talaga nila ako. And because they know me, they know how to please me. Amen? Alam nila kung paano ako i-please. Now, tayo mga Pilipino, how do we please our friends? How do we please our friends? Pagkain. Diba? Pag may dumating kang kaibigan, close na close sa'yo, kilalang kilala mo at alam mo ang paborito niyang pagkain. Kaya pag dumating yung kaibigan na yan, you prepare a meal for that person. A meal that that person would love. Amen? Ganon din tayo. Because of your love for Jesus, because of your intimate closeness with Christ, you know what to prepare. May mga kaibigan ako, pag pumupunta ako sa bahay nila, tinatago na nila yung leche flan. Dati, pagdating ko, hindi pa ako humihingi, nandyan na lahat ng leche flan. Lahat ng matatamis, nandyan na. Nung nalaman nila, medya na ako, medya betis, tinatago na nila. Okay? Pagdating ko, sabi ko, naamoy ko leche flan. Ah. Sabi niya, wala, wala. Walang leche flan. Sabi ko, may naaamoy ako. Sabi niya, wala, walang leche flan. We cook food that we know that they would love. Ganun din si Jesus, if you love Christ, you have cultivated a deep, deep relationship with Christ, a deep love for Him, you know what would please Him. He doesn't have to tell you. Alam mo na kung anong gagawin mo sa Kanya. Just like my friends, you know, pag pumunta ako sa bahay ng isang kaibigan ko, may kare-kare na yan. Oh, sabi ko, wow, timing, may kare-kare, paborito ko yan. At sasabihin ng kaibigan ko, I know. I know you're coming, and I know this is your favorite. So lulutuin niya na. Amen? What will we do for Jesus when He returns? Anong gagawin ko pag dumating siya? Number one, I need to love. I need to have love because that is what pleases Him. The only thing He commanded us, sabi niya, love one another. Love your neighbor as you have loved. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. What will I do when Jesus returns if I have loved? I have love for Jesus. I have love for my neighbor. That is what I will give to him. That is how I will serve him. I will serve him with so much love in my heart. Hindi importante yung anong gagawin ko. If you love him, you know what would please him. I know what would please Christ. In my life, I know what pleases Christ so much when he visits me. It pleases him when I help God's other children. It pleases him so much. That's why I spend my life taking care of children. I want to know, I want to understand our children here in church because I want to serve them well. Because I know that would please Jesus so much. Amen? Kanina when I entered, nakita ko yung mga maliliit nating dancers. Saan ba sila? There. So nung nakita ko sila, tense na tense sila, baka magkamali, baka yung galaw nila mali. Kinausap ko sila bago magmisa, sabi ko sa mga maliliit na dancers, magbibigay sila ng special number. You know what I told them? I don't care if you make mistake. Problema yan ang trainer nyo. Ang trainer nyo mamumroblema at magagalit. Ako, what pleases me is not that the perfection, no, perfect yung sayaw nyo. You know what pleases me? When I see you smile, pag nakangiti kayo. That's why I told them, kahit na magkamali kayo, basta nag-smile kayo, perfect sa akin yan. Kesa yung perfect yung sayaw nyo, walang mali, pero nakasimangot naman kayo. All the time nagsasayaw kayo, perfect, memorize, pero walang smile. Sabi ko, iyan ang ayaw ko. Perfect ang sayaw, nakasimangot ang muka. But even if you make mistakes, even if you fail at times, if you smile, I would love that. It would please me so much to see you serving the Lord. Not just serving the Lord, but serving the Lord with gladness. Ayaw ko talaga yung worker na nakasimangot, na nagtatrabaho sa simbahan ng maraming reklamo. Ayaw ko yan. I would rather work with someone who is not good in working, but he loves to serve. He smiles at working. Amen? Kayo, gusto niyo ba yung kasama niyo sa trabaho na kasimangot sa'yo palagi? Diba? Mas ayaw mo yan. We have to serve the Lord, yes, but serve the Lord with? Always with gladness. Attitude is important to God. Amen? In serving God, it's not what you do only, it's how you do it that's very important to God. So my dear brothers, my sisters, let's cultivate a faith that will not just move mountains, a faith that will not just acquire many blessings from the Lord. Let's cultivate a faith that would give us the capacity to prepare always, expecting the Lord to come and visit you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? He will come and visit you in this life and at the end of your life and even at the end of the ages, he will come and visit. If you believe that, cultivate a heart that is always prepared. Use your faith to prepare. Prepare to recognize him, to know him when he comes, and prepare to know what you should do when he comes.